Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 489. Which debt do you pay down first? By Colin Shipper with ptmoney.com. And I am Dan, the guy who reads to you each weekday from some of the best blogs on personal finance. Now, today's article is a guest post on PT Money. So for now, let's get right to our post as we optimize your life. Which debt do you pay down first? By Colin Shipper with ptmoney.com. Not all debts are created equal. So many often ask which debt to pay down first. Though the elimination of debt is a goal many of us share, most consumers have multiple outstanding accounts, and navigating the murky waters of repayment can be difficult without proper planning. If you're wondering which debt to pay down first, you're in good company. But don't fear, there are several nuances that dictate which debts deserve your attention above others. Right now, we're going to explain the differences between debts and how to decide which ones to repay first. Avoid neglecting retirement savings. Before we get into which debt to pay down first, it is equally important to continue saving for retirement. This is especially true of 401k plans that your employer matches. MSN Money points out that by not contributing to your 401k, you could actually lose thousands of dollars in free money from your employer every year. Quote, if you make $40,000 but don't contribute that 6%, you're missing out on $1,200 of free employer money, they explain. Continuing, they say, worse, that money and your missing contribution can't grow tax-deferred over the next 30 years. If they could, and they earned an average 8% annual return, that 1 year's contributions could have grown to more than $35,000, end quote. Consider annual fees. Some banks charge an annual fee for maintaining an open credit line. Annual fees can get hefty, and CreditorWeb reports that they sometimes climb over $100. If you are paying $30 a month, this means that a single fee can completely negate more than 3 months' worth of payments. Let annual fees serve as an incentive to get the debt paid before the year's end. Check with your bank for any indication of an annual fee on your accounts and prioritize paying off any line with a heavy fee. Be aware of rate changes. As you are deciding which debts to pay off first, make sure you consult your paperwork and be on the lookout for impending rate changes. Some credit cards jack up your interest rate after a set time period, making it important to eliminate the debt before it begins costing you more money. Other times, your rate will increase due to other activity in your financial life. MSN Money indicates that your rate can change based on your credit score, available credit, spending habits, and more. Take the time to call your credit card support line and determine if you are at risk for a rate increase, as this information will help you decide which card to attack first. Pay attention to tax deductions. Carefully review your interest rates to see if any of them qualify as tax deductions. For these debts, it may be better to just pay the minimum every month and use the interest to reduce your annual taxes. Mortgages and student loans fall into this category. Since these are typically the biggest debts that most people owe, it's generally more practical to aggressively pay off credit cards and smaller loans that don't carry tax benefits and probably come with high interest rates before attacking them. Prioritizing debts by level of importance. Sometimes debt prioritization is more about practicality than sheer mathematics. Debts that have a significant impact on your daily life should always be taking precedent over consumer debt. As an example, if you are a homeowner, your mortgage is the most important debt you have because you need to keep a roof over your head. Another example of this is child support and alimony. Not paying these debts could mean jail time, so they cannot be delayed in the name of dispelling credit card debt. The key with this approach is to identify areas of debt that directly contribute to your well-being and ensure that they are paid before making anything more than the minimum payment on everything else. Pay off high-interest debt first. All else equal, attack your debt with the highest interest rate first, in other words, the debt avalanche. Bankrate.com advocates this strategy, instructing the consumer to pay down debt in order of interest rate. They say, quote, the best way to get rid of debt, experts agree, is to attack the balance with the highest annual percentage rate first. When that one is paid off, move on to the debt with the next highest interest rate. end quote. Typically, these are your unsecured credit cards that carry interest rates that sometimes soar over 25%. With interest rates so high, minimum payments will almost never eliminate your principal and could have you paying forever, or at least certainly longer than it makes sense to. This approach advocates ignoring the actual amount of money owed on each debt, because huge interest rates generally cost you more per month than smaller ones. Establish an emergency fund. Financial experts advise that every person, regardless of their finances and what debts they owe, should establish an emergency fund with several months' worth of living expenses. The number of months you ought to save for varies depending on who you talk to, but the logic here is sound. AskMen.com advises this strategy as a cornerstone of every responsible financial plan. They say, quote, "It pays to have a plan in place, no matter how the economy plays out. And the first item on your financial agenda should be setting up an emergency fund for any and all unforeseen turbulence," end quote. AskMen is correct in this regard, though you should remain optimistic about the future, except the fact that layoffs, sudden illness, car trouble, and other serious financial stressors are a part of life. Prepare for these unfortunate events by going over your expenses and determining how much money you need to stay afloat for several months. As you pay down your debts, be sure to put money into your emergency account until you reach this amount. You just listened to the post titled, "Which Debt Do You Pay Down First?" by Colin Shipper with PTMoney.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And that's going to do it for today. Have a great rest of your day on this Thursday, and I will see you in the Friday show tomorrow. That's where your optimal life awaits.